It's no secret that technology is revolutionizing the way we interact with one another, the ways we entertain ourselves, and inevitably, the way we learn. There's vast potential to virtual reality devices, for example, but for the most part, schools have been slow to adapt. Not so Mid-Pacific Institute, whose president, Paul Turnbull, is an enthusiastic advocate of so-called immersive technology. He's bringing virtual reality into the classroom, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
What does a virtual reality setup do? I mean, what's it like to put one of those things on?
Well, essentially, if you think about any time somebody has said, close your eyes and imagine a scene or imagine a particular place, it takes that imaginary life or that imaginary setup that you just put in your own head, and it embodies it in a stereoscopic headset that you actually wear and will basically immerse you in any particular environment, either animated or man-made.
What are some of the environments in which your MidPac students have been immersed?
Well, the Mid-Pacific students right now are doing a couple of really great things. It starts, first of all, with the fact that we believe that technology is a tool, and the tool is made for storytelling. Mm-hmm. And the stories should be about our communities and how we operate and interact within those communities. So having started with that foundation, our students are either animating, creating worlds with 3D animation, or they're also taking 360-degree video with through a partnership with GoPro, and they're going out into the community to capture pieces of those communities as they change. And we want to make sure that our students have essentially the ability to play the role of historian and futurist at the same time.
We talked in the past, we've talked about a project where they're doing this on the Big Island, which is, of course, changing in the volcano area, is changing, you know, within in real time, right?
That's right. And, you know, there's two reasons to do that. First of all, exactly as you had mentioned, that the landscape is changing in real time. And rather than going back and saying, do you remember when, or trying to find different two-dimensional photographs of things?
Yeah.
It's another world entirely when you can immerse a student and you can take away any barriers of geography or cost, certainly travel and time, and let that student experience a space for the purpose of, you know, the individual's purpose in life. You know, is this being part of a community? Is it interacting with an environment? Is it learning about a history that perhaps didn't make it onto the pages in class? And by using crazy cool technology, we can allow kids to then create content rather than just be consumers of the content.
One of the things about immersive technology, you compared wearing a virtual reality headset to imagining something in your head. And I'm just wondering if being immersed like that, does it in a way, does one's ability to imagine things without any help atrophy as a result of that?
I don't think, certainly with the newness of the technology, no. I don't think that we would ever lose our creative function. In fact, what I think would end up happening is that the creative function would increase dramatically. So, you know, to wit, we have a few students who are in traditional two-dimensional art classes, think, you know, drawing and painting back when we were in school.
Right.
And they, through the use of the HTC Vive, are now sitting and creating art in three dimension. And the creativity that comes from that is the ability to understand that you can interact and change your world rather than just simply be a part of somebody else's world. And if you can do that, if you can take the real world at large and then you can immerse yourself in that in a virtual way, but then you can create something that's different and perhaps problem solve something that didn't exist before, it means that you're a participant and you're not an observer. And that's why I think that the creative aspect will be alive and well all the way through the future.
It's probably something that we have, you know, that can't ultimately be suppressed. But what you're describing is an expansion of creative capabilities, yeah?
Exactly right. And, you know, the ability for students to understand that The non-gaming uses of virtual reality, I think, are going to grow exponentially over the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the technological world, 5 years is a lifetime. But really what we're seeing right now is that, you know, different VR headsets are coming out, the Samsung Gear, the Oculus Rift, the HTC Vive. A lot of the content is driven by gaming. And
yeah.
We believe that while gaming is certainly something that is very popular and certainly a revenue-generating industry, students should be storytellers first. They should be community members and participants second. Mm-hmm. And when you put those two things together, the non-gaming applications are going to grow exponentially. And we believe it's important to be at the forefront of that movement right now.
It almost makes you wonder why this wasn't the first application of virtual reality in education rather than creating these immersive things which do kind of make you a passive participant a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think actually the entertainment industry tells us the history of why. If you think about the things that we've seen in science or sci-fi movies for decades, mm-hmm. things that were absolutely ridiculous. There's no way these things are going to happen. Fast forward to today, and a lot of those things are happening.
Yeah.
Right? So you have the entertainment industry and the creatives coming up with these crazy ideas because it's really fun to think of. Well, technology is keeping up. And the same thing is happening in education. The VR world, essentially, gaming is the entertainment industry of that, and all the other applications are going to catch up. But the technology allows that thing to happen. And I just love that, you know, as adults, we can give the tools to kids. We can guide them ever so slightly, and then we get out of the way. They surprise us every day with the amazing things they do.
And then just watch them go, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's the best part.
Thanks a lot, Paul, for coming in.
Thank you.
Paul Turnbull is the president of Mid-Pacific Institute. He'll be on a panel at Stanford University this Thursday talking about virtual reality in education. And you can learn more about his work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.